This is Jay Sekulow. It's now at the Supreme Court, Obamacare.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have. But an additional step we can take to keep insurance companies honest is by making a not-for-profit public option available in the insurance exchange. I will not sign a plan that adds one dime to our deficits, either now or in the future.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Let's look at Obamacare. Its authors went to great lengths to protect their government takeover of healthcare from anyone attempting to repeal it. They funneled federal bureaucrats billions of taxpayer dollars to implement this job-crushing healthcare law.
One more misunderstanding I want to clear up. Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions, and federal conscience laws will remain in place.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
It's a series of slush funds set up to stay on the books automatically with little or no oversight.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everyone, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we want to take those calls quickly because this is the long and winding road, but it's now reached the highest court in the land, and that is the Supreme Court of the United States has been asked to hear a challenge to Obamacare, the most pro-abortion legislation in our nation's history, the most expensive government takeover, which is proving even more correct in the last few days as more information's come out about Obamacare. But the interesting dynamic here is now we've got four cases at the Supreme Court of the United States, and we're going to be filing a brief urging the Supreme Court of the United States to hear these cases. Now, this is critical because, as I said, it's the largest funding of abortion in U.S. history. It's been devastating to the economy, and the so-called savings that we're not going to add to the deficit. Well, just this last week, the administration removed what's called the Class Act, which is where 50% of the savings were supposed to come from. The government decided couldn't be funded. The whole bill is an absolute economic fiasco and a moral disaster. And the reality is now we have a chance to have it heard by the Supreme Court of the United States. Our phone lines are open for you, and we're taking your calls. Here's the question. How important is this to you as an election issue? How important is this to you as a moral issue? Do you want to see Obamacare removed, or do you want to see it in place? Here's the phone number, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls on Obamacare and the impact that it's going to have now that the Supreme Court has been asked to review it. Now, let me set it very clearly. The court has been asked to review it. They've not yet decided. We're going to be filing a brief on behalf of all of you and a lot of members of Congress urging the high court to take the case since Congress was so split over the passage of this. In fact, if it was today, that legislation, if it was being put forward today, would not have passed. Van Bennett, who heads up our government affairs offices in our studios in Washington, D.C. Logan is in our media headquarters in Tennessee. And let me get you, Than, first here. What is the prospects we're looking at on the large number of members of Congress that we're going to be representing here?
Yeah, this is the big one, Jay. We're going to have a lot of members of Congress. We've worked with over 115 members of Congress dating back all the way to the district court cases. We had 75 members of Congress engage with us at the 11th Circuit, led by Paul Brown of Georgia and Majority Leader Eric Cantor. So we have a couple more days to add signatures. I'm hoping we can close in on 100 members. But, Jay, a lot of that's going to depend on how many of our listeners engage to get their members of Congress involved as well.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, folks. Logan, we've got our movie that's Choosing Life. We're going to offer that as part of this today when people sign up. We'll get into that. Logan will give us a little bit of the history of that movie when we come back from the break. But, folks, you go to your phones right this moment. How about becoming part of history? You're joining a committee that's filing a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States. This is the first time we've done it at the Supreme Court for Obamacare. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org.
It's a new battle, a new legal fight. This time, the focus on the Supreme Court of the United States. The issue, Obamacare, the pro-abortion, government-run healthcare law that a clear majority of Americans oppose. The American Center for Law and Justice has been at the forefront, challenging the constitutionality of Obamacare, backing legal challenges by Virginia and Florida, and taking our own action. Our federal lawsuit now pending before a federal appeals court. While thousands of you have already expressed opposition to Obamacare, we are now entering a critical new phase, convincing the Supreme Court to take up the challenge and declare this pro-abortion healthcare law unconstitutional once and for all. We need to hear from you now. Sign on to our new committee and become part of our legal briefs being filed at the Supreme Court. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordanseculo.com.
I will not sign a plan that adds one dime to our deficits, either now or in the future.
Well, that turned out to not be so correct, and Than Bennett's going to give us the reason why, and that is the Class Act, which was going to be half of the savings to not increase the deficit, was just removed from the plan because economically and administratively, Than, it could not be implemented.
Yeah, this is the one of the ways that they said they were going to pay for Obamacare. The Class Act is basically a forced long-term care program, but they rigged it, Jay. They said that we're going to collect 10 years' worth of revenue, and we're not going to start paying out for it for 5 years. So the CBO said, well, that's going to save $70 billion over 10 years. The problem is, Jay, it was going to bankrupt us over the long care. So before we ever even got to implementing it, they had to back away from it. And, Jay, we told people this. They did this all throughout the bill. They collect 10 years worth of revenue and only provide 5 years of benefits. So the president says that he's not going to add a dime to our deficit. Well, he's right. He's going to add more than $1 trillion compared to many estimates, and this Class Act is just proof of that.
Yeah, and there's going to be more of this, folks. So here's what we've got right now. The Supreme Court has been asked to review the case. Now, here's what happens. It's called a petition of certiorari. We now have the opportunity, which we're going to be filing on Friday, we have the opportunity to file a brief to basically say this. Hear the case. Urging the court to hear the case. Now, we're going to be representing over 65 members of Congress, maybe 100, including some of the leadership in the House of Representatives. But to get the court's attention, what we want to do is we've created a committee to get this bill declared unconstitutional. That's law. Obamacare declared unconstitutional. We have fought hard for this case to make it to the Supreme Court of the United States. Now it is at the Supreme Court for them to decide whether they're going to hear it. They've not made that decision yet. You can become literally part of history because we formed a committee that is going to file a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States, and you can be part of it. We want as many people to be signing on to this. So the court sees it's not just members of Congress, it's not just medical professionals, it is the American people that want this law struck as unconstitutional. So here's what I want to urge you to do. I'm going to give you a number. I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and sign on to this committee, filing a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States. You'll become part of history. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org. And we're also offering, Logan, our movie, Choosing Life. And we have not offered it for a while. Why don't you tell people what this is? A really in-depth documentary film. Tell people a little bit about it, and then I'll let everybody know they can get it. It ties right into this challenge at the Supreme Court.
That's right. Choosing Life is really an exploration of the history and the future of the pro-life movement, how it was founded. Obviously, all the laws have been passed since then. It really leads up to today with what's going on. It's a great piece. It's really, like I said, it's a full-length documentary film we did out of ACLJ Films, and we have access to pretty much our entire library of videos going back 25, 30 years now. And we're really able to access everything from the time Roe v. Wade has passed all the way until today. And like I said, it features some great, great footage. It's educational and entertaining for everybody.
Well, folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you know you can get a copy of this movie, this full-length documentary. You just call our number right now. And again, I want to urge you, sign on to this committee urging the Supreme Court to hear the case. We'll let you know how you can get the movie, Choosing Life, a great documentary film from the ACLJ's film team. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to take your calls in just a moment. Let me give you a very quick update on Pastor Youssef. We are happy to report that 2 weeks after we submitted our letter and our request to the UN Special Rapporteur to intervene on Pastor Youssef's behalf, he has done just that. He did so publicly before the UN's General Assembly Third Committee and urged the immediate release of the pastor. So we are continuing to work on that. We will bring you developments as they happen, but good news that we asked the United Nations to do something, and folks, because you spoke out, they actually did. And as I said, the UN Special Rapporteur for Iran, Ahmed Shahid, urged and demanded the immediate release of Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani. So that's a major positive development. Still working with the State Department. We had some meetings on that last week dealing with that. So we're still working very aggressively on that as we're working on the brief to the Supreme Court of the United States on health care. So let's go to the phones, Logan. I know we've got a lot of calls coming in.
All right. Mark's calling from Ohio on line 6. Mark, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was wanted to comment two things that you had asked us to comment on. First of all, is this an election issue? And 100% it is an election issue. There's many people out there that believe this election issue ties in their moralistic issue. The moralistic issue is the right to life, murder, things of that nature. But again, keep this in mind, too. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am. During the first 4 weeks of Obama's taking office, I believe there was over $1 million sent to Mexico to fund Mexican abortion.
That's correct. He immediately lifted what was a prohibition that was in place, and he immediately lifted, it was the Mexico City policy, he immediately lifted it. And he also made this, let's get the soundbite, this is where the president says it's not about abortion, and then we're going to get into on how exactly it not only is about abortion, but we're seeing that actually fulfilled in the legislation that's out there right now. Let's play that soundbite.
And one more misunderstanding I want to clear up. Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions, and federal conscience laws will remain in place.
That's kind of like the CLASS Act, where he was going to save $70 billion and it was going to reduce the deficit. Well, and they had to remove that. Of course, this statement about the abortion funding actually became not true at all. In fact, the Thanh Congress last week tried again to remove the funding on the abortion issue because it's right in the legislation itself. There is no abortion exception in that legislation at all.
Yeah, that's right, Jay, and that's why we're offering Choosing Life, because in so many ways, this debate over Obamacare has been as much about abortion as it has been about health care. You remember, in the final hours of that debate, Jay, there was an amendment called the Stupak-Pitts Amendment that could have done exactly what the Democrats were saying, that saying there is no abortion in this bill. They decided to leave that amendment language out, so Congressman Pitts came back after the fact, just last week, and tried to pass the Protect Life Act that just simply said that there would be no funding for abortion or plans that cover abortion. They went down to the floor and lockstep approved that amendment, but the Senate won't move it. So, Jay, if abortion is not in Obamacare, they could have done it beforehand, they could have done it after, and they've just refused to do it.
What everybody needs to understand, this is the most significant abortion extension plan in U.S. history, and we have a chance to undo it. So here's what I want everybody to do. We're filing a brief at the end of the week to the Supreme Court of the United States, urging them to hear it. We're representing a large number of members of Congress, but we want to also be representing you. It's that critical. We want you to call, sign up for this committee to declare Obamacare unconstitutional. It'll affect the life issue. It'll affect economic issues. We need to have this law struck at the Supreme Court of the United States. We need to get them to hear it first. That's the first order of business. Our brief being finished up as we speak. But I need you to go to your phones right now. We need thousands of you to speak out against this and urge the Supreme Court to hear the case. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, and you literally become a part of history. Logan, let's get another phone call here.
Timothy's calling from Michigan, line one. Timothy, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Timothy.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Good.
I'm definitely behind you guys. I believe this is unconstitutional. I have a small business here in Michigan. We're trying to expand, and it's almost impossible right now under this administration with all the rules and the potential regulations that are coming up. But as far as health care goes, I have taken care of my family. I'm 49 years old. I've never been on the government system. I don't want to be forced to be into a government system. I don't depend on it for anything. We've built a business, and it's sad that we're being penalized all because we don't agree with this administration.
Yeah, and you're seeing an increase in your health care costs already skyrocketing. You've got a situation developing right now where that is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. The president's primary backers, the unions included, that wanted health care reform, well, guess what, Van? They got waivers to not participate.
Yeah, the big argument was that everyone has to participate if this program is going to succeed and be sustainable. But now the administration has turned around and given more than 1,500 waivers, exempting more than 4 million workers from the plan. So on the one hand, Obamacare forces everybody to participate, but then the administration has picked winners and losers and said some of you don't have to participate. It's unbelievable.
All right, now, Logan, we've got the movie that we're going to talk about again, and I want people to understand exactly what they're going to see. The footage you got was archive footage, some of it 25 years old. It traces the entire pro-life movement here.
That's right. We've been very carefully keeping everything that we've had here in the ACLJ. We have some people who are one of our guys who works here in the Nashville office, JT, who literally sits and archives everything and goes through. So you'll see, literally, you will see the history of the pro-life movement, not just people talking about it. You will see it literally happen in front of your eyes. It's a great piece, and you also get to see, obviously, a little bit of what's to come.
Yeah, because we talk about Obamacare and the health care bill, and now, folks, it's at the Supreme Court of the United States. So we want to send you Choosing Life. We want you to become part of the team. We want you to be part of history in adding your name to a committee, filing a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States. Finally, we've been waiting for this for 2 years. We're now at the Supreme Court. Now we just got to get them to hear it. That's where you come in. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org again, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com. It's a new battle, a new legal fight. This time, the focus on the Supreme Court of the United States. The issue, Obamacare, the pro-abortion, government-run healthcare law that a clear majority of Americans oppose. The American Center for Law and Justice has been at the forefront, challenging the constitutionality of Obamacare, backing legal challenges by Virginia and Florida, and taking our own action. Our federal lawsuit now pending before a federal appeals court. While thousands of you have already expressed opposition to Obamacare, Obamacare, we are now entering a critical new phase, convincing the Supreme Court to take up the challenge and declare this pro-abortion health care law unconstitutional once and for all. We need to hear from you now. Sign on to our new committee and become part of our legal briefs being filed at the Supreme Court. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. Do you want to see the Supreme Court hear the case involving Obamacare? If you want to talk about it, 800-684-3110. Let me again urge you. We've heard from hundreds of you today. Go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. I want you to add your name to a committee. You'll be filing a brief with the Supreme Court of the United States. You literally will become part of history. We'll let you know how you can get the movie Choosing Life as well. But you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to talk about this issue. You are actually going to be impacting the issue. It's not going to just be talk. You'll be signing that brief to the Supreme Court of the United States. How about that for history? We've been waiting for this for 2 years. Now's our chance again. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We've got a lot of information posted online as well. Logan, let's go right back to the phones. I know we've got a lot of calls coming in.
All right. Emily's calling from Virginia, line 4. Emily, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Hi, Emily.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And, yes, I do want the Supreme Court to hear this, and I do have a question to ask you, and I'll ask you, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
All right.
If it does go to the Supreme Court and they agree to hear it, is anyone going to stand up and ask Elena Kagan to recuse herself?
Well, that's going to be an interesting question because here's the rules on recusal. The fact of the matter is it's completely up to the justice. The justice decides him or herself. There is no rule that mandates this, and it's not clear what's going to happen. I do not expect that she will be recusing herself. There's calls for her to recuse herself. There's been calls for Clarence Thomas to recuse themselves. At the end of the day, I don't think either are going to recuse himself. And this is the plan here. The plan is for us to get enough votes to carry the day, which means we've got to get to 5. So it's going to be very critical that we get 5 votes here. And I suspect that none of the justices are going to recuse themselves from this, that they will be hearing this case. There's been some discussion about this, but I do think that the reality is that we've got a real fight here on our hands to win at the Supreme Court. But the first order of business is getting the Supreme Court of the United States to hear the case. And Than, we've got a lot of congressional interest in this right now. It's very encouraging to see that Congress wants this brief filed.
Yeah, they've been interested from day one, Jay. We've worked with more than 100 members. I think we're going to get to 100 members on this case as well, and here's why. I mean, we are discussing Obamacare and whether or not Obamacare will survive this challenge. But, Jay, we're really talking about a lot more than that, because if the rationale for Obamacare is allowed to stand, there just really isn't anything that Congress can't do. So if you care about limiting the ability of Congress to intervene in our lives, you have to stand up and you have to sign on to this petition, because if they can do this, they can do just about anything, and that's why the members of Congress are engaging.
Well, this was the biggest government takeover, but I want to go back to the Supreme Court point. The fact of the matter is this, and it's very clear. The reality is you got to get 5 votes. We got to assume the entire Supreme Court's there. We've got to fight hard for 5 votes. You've got to get 4 votes to have the case heard. It's called the rule of 4. That's what we're talking about. So I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and make sure we get the court to hear it by filing this brief at the Supreme Court again, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Now, Logan, you're going to be hosting Jordan's program for the next 2 weeks. Jordan got married on Friday and is off on his honeymoon. By the way, on the way there, they've been working. He and Anna have been working in India with Samaritan's Purse for the last couple of days. But, Logan, what do you have in store for us on Jordan's program today, which will be temporarily the Logan Secular Show? So what
right,
do we have?
Right. Over the next 2 weeks, I'll be guest hosted for Jordan as he's on his honeymoon. Today we focus on a guest. We have Kevin Max, who many of you know probably from his time with DC Talk, a legendary Christian rock band. We talk about his new projects coming up, and we have different guests coming on throughout the week, some that you've heard before, like Darren Tyler from Conduit here in Nashville, among many others. So make sure to check it out and listen if you get Jordan's show. If not, you can go to jordansecular.com to listen to the show.
All right, folks, let me encourage you to do this right now. I want to encourage you to listen for the program. Jordan is not going to be doing a lot of tweeting while he's on his honeymoon, but Logan's going to be keeping everybody posted, so we encourage you to do that. Let's try to get another call here, Logan.
All right, Dwayne's calling from Georgia online, too. Dwayne, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Dwayne.
I just want to say that I hope that the Supreme Court would listen to this case, because this health care bill is wrong, and it's something we don't need and want. And if
well, I think here's the thing, and you bring up a good point. The bill's been fraught with disaster. I mean, it's economically not viable. It's the biggest increase to abortion funding in our history. And the reality is, as much as Congress has tried to roll it back, Than, it's going to take the Supreme Court to do it. That's going to be the critical point here.
It's going to take the Supreme Court, Jay, and we've known that for a long time. I mean, you said this, but we've really been building toward this from day one, and our members have been right there with us. They were with us when we engaged the abortion issue. They were with us when we filed these briefs at the lower courts. They were with us when we litigated at the D.C. Circuit. But all of that has built toward this moment when the Supreme Court's going to weigh in, and what they say is going to carry the day. So you might be tired of hearing about this topic, but all of the work over the last 2 years has led to this moment where we've got to engage the Supreme Court. We need those five votes to carry the day, yep, because what they say is going to go.
But right now, there's because we don't have the congressional ability to get this overturned congressionally or get it removed. So, folks, again, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We've heard from almost 450 of you with phone calls and online. I'd sure like to be over 600 or 700 by the end of today. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Logan, let's try to get another caller
to
in here.
Vicky calling from Nevada. Quickly, welcome to JSEC Hill Live. What's your comment?
Hi, Vicky.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Yes, we very much need the Supreme Court to hear this, and we need all the American citizens to be a voice and sign this. But we also need to look at all this other federal funding that is being squandered, not only in the name of healthcare and free abortion.
Well, you still even have the plan. Look, Planned Parenthood is still getting all of their money with all of this going on. So, yes, it's time to do this and fight back. We're going to do that. But again, folks, you've got to help us on that. That's why it's critical and that you speak out on this. And we'll let you know how to sign on to that brief. As I mentioned, Logan's going to be hosting Jordan's program coming up right after this program. Let's try to grab one more call really quick here, Logan.
Right. Beverly, call off Texas Line 1. Beverly, we're running out of time. What's your comment today?
Hi, Beverly.
History of the Supreme Court is that they usually vote for the Democratic way. So what makes you all think that once it gets to the Supreme Court that they're going to...
Well, because that's not correct. I mean, I've had a lot of cases at the Supreme Court of the United States, and we've won most of them. And I'm not taking Democrat or Republican issues here. It's conservative or liberal judicial philosophy. And we've had great success. So you've got to fight. Look, this is the only chance we've got. And I think the Supreme Court's going to grant it. I think we've got a real shot at winning this thing. So I will tell you this. We've got to fight back. We can't just assume, oh, they rule for the Democrats or they rule for liberal viewpoints. That's A, not correct, and B, we have fought for 2 years to get this to the stage that it's at right now, which is to get the Supreme Court to hear it. And frankly, we're right on this. And that's what we do. We go to the Supreme Court and fight back. When Congress has done something or the president's done something wrong, we fight back. But folks, this is where all of you come in. I want to encourage you right now, and I need everyone that's listening to me right now to go to your phones. No matter what committees you've signed on the past for this, it's now at the Supreme Court of the United States, and we've got to get them to hear it. Here is the number. You go to your phone right now and have your voice heard. And it's being heard, folks, at the Supreme Court of the United States through this brief. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You're signing on to a brief going to the Supreme Court of the United States saying get rid of Obamacare. 877-989-2255. You can also, by the way, sign up at ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of information there for you. But, folks, go to your phone right now. Join this committee. Let's get the Supreme Court to hear it. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.